It's time to awaken to more magic and miracles in our life. Signs from the universe are beckoning you. And in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to identify them, how to raise your vibe and become more magnetic as you step in to this new version of your becoming. So listen on in. Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change makers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast. All right, my friend, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, we are talking about a really juicy topic that I am so excited to share with you today. It is all the woo. It's all the woo. Today, we are talking about abundance and manifestation. It's about awakening, signs from the universe, and how to identify them to raise your vibe and become magnetic. Are you ready for this? I know for me that the idea of talking about manifestation and abundance gets me really jazzed and excited at the possibilities of what I can create next in my life. Long, long ago, I found a secret. And the secret was that every single day I can choose to be whomever I want in this life. If I want to wake up today and decide that I want to be a bartender, I can go become a mixologist and put my resume out to the world or even open my own bar. You see, we can create anything. And living in the free world here in the States, we do have the liberty of choosing and choosing again. Within reason, of course, because we want stability and structure. I get that. This is a reminder to you that you can truly become whatever it is that you want to be. And today's episode is all about you sinking in and learning to connect to the signs from the universe and also tap into them energetically so that you can call more of it into your life. So let's dive in. We're going to talk about four key areas of how we do this. So number one, we want to see and hear the sign. What does that mean? What are signs? How do we define them? Well, first of all, in order to understand that the universe is calling to you, we have to open our awareness. We need to actually be looking for miracles and magic in our life. I have a beautiful invitation for you that I think you might actually enjoy and take me up on. I have one day a week where I expect miracles and magic to happen. One day a week. It's every Friday. Every Friday, I expect miracles and magic to happen. And so what I have done for the past almost 7 years is I pause on Fridays and I allow those days to unfold. I set that time aside for having lunch with a friend, going on a day trip or a hike, finding ways to be in nature, in great conversation with people I adore, playtime, self-care day. The idea is that maybe you're not giving yourself such a rigid one day out of the week. There's one day that has a ton of freedom to play. And that's what I've done. So Monday through Thursday, I work pretty much 9 to 5. And then Fridays, what I've done is I don't necessarily schedule myself to work, although I might do some work activities. But you see, the idea is that I get to choose what those are. And so when a friend reaches out and says, hey, do you want to grab lunch and catch up? I say, yes, absolutely. When's your next Friday when you're available? And they say, oh, not this Friday, but the following Friday. Great. Where do you want to go? Oh, I have a favorite Thai restaurant. Fantastic. What I've done is I've just said, yes. What else? What else? And ta-da. Now I have this wonderful lunch date all set up to have yummy Thai food with a girlfriend, which, by the way, is going to be a high vibe friend who's going to raise my frequency and raise my energy, right? And I get to fill my cup with that. That's magic. What's so fun about that is that when you set your schedule this way, you continue to give the sacred yes to the universe's invitations. So hopefully that resonates with you, and you too can start asking yourself things like, magic and miracles. When can I carve that out into my schedule? And it doesn't have to be an entire day. You could have 2 hours on Wednesday night and Sunday afternoon where you create miracles during those 2 hour segments. You get to carve this out. This is your life, my friend. Where do you want miracles and magic to show up? When will you be mindful that they are showing up in your life? Because what I've done is I've set intention, an expectation, if you will. And my job is just to accept it and be open to it and to be really mindful about those invitations on a Friday, right? My carved out time. Let's talk about how the things show up. So if we do the magic and miracles piece, then let's just spend a little more time in the see and hear the sign piece, because it's still a little bit of a mystery. So we've carved out the time, but then what does that look like? I look for synchronicity. So here's a couple of things that I like to pay attention to. When I have deja vu, I always feel like, for me at least, deja vu, the way I define it, is I'm on the right path sign, or this was kind of predestined. I'm supposed to be on this path having these experiences sign. And it just feels significant. I'm not quite sure why we have deja vu. I have all of my, I guess, my own ideas around that, but ultimately, it's still a mystery to all of us, right? But I do see my deja vu, and I appreciate my deja vu as mile markers along the road that remind me that I am on the right path. So I look for things like deja vu. I look for things like synchronicity. Sometimes you're in a conversation with someone and you both say the same thing at the same time. What are you saying at the same time? What magic is stirring between the two of you? Another thing I love is angel numbers. Angel numbers are really playful and fun. If you keep seeing the time, 222 or 555 or 1111, what does that mean to you? Is it a hello? Is it, hey, pay attention, there's magic brewing. Did you get an email? Did you get a phone call? Did you get an invitation to go to a party? Maybe those angel numbers are nudging you to say yes, or even nudging you to be mindful and aware. We look for things that remind us. Also, sometimes I see road signs, or someone will say something to me that I've already been thinking about. It's like they read my mind and they echo it back to me. And all of a sudden, what I've been thinking about has a little bit more sense of importance. Seeing and hearing. You get to define it yourself. These are some of the ways I define it. As you could imagine, I probably could give you 5 more, you know, different examples, but ultimately you get to define what that looks like. But being aware of the signs around you, and number one, to just awaken that connection to the universe and identify these moments so that you can raise your vibration and you can call more into your life. So see it and hear it. Once we witness it and we're like, yes, I see you, I hear you, then we need to feel in to what it means to us. So the next step is to feel it and align our energy to it. So we want to feel it and align to it. Now let's talk about what that means. The invitation happens, the moment happens, the experience, the nudge. And now you have this opportunity to sit there and ask yourself, like, how do I feel about this? What does this mean to me? Is this something that I'm ready to receive at this time? I will tell you this. I have had many times in my life where something magical kind of popped up as an invitation, but it just wasn't the right time for me to embrace it. And guess what? It came back around in a different way through a different means. So it's okay if it doesn't feel like it's meant for you right now. Still appreciate it as an opportunity, as an exciting turn of events. However, if it's a no for you, that's okay. So we feel into it. We ask ourselves, is this a sacred yes or a sacred no for me? Or is this mine or is it someone else's? You know, these are questions we ask ourselves. We really sink in. We really feel into it. And we ask that sacred yes or no question. And then once you've done that, that's your second step, right? To feel it. Is it a sacred yes or a sacred no? Nod your head yes, shake your head no. Like, you get to decide. Then we move into the third piece, the third step, and that is to embrace the miracle, the magic, embrace the sign from the universe, and now put it to action. We don't want to waste the energy of the universe. We want to embrace it. We want to understand that if we treat it carelessly, we will have less. Let's just say that the universal signs are limited. And if you are careless with the universe trying to communicate with you and give you abundance, then maybe less of it will show up. Let me explain what I mean. Let's turn this around a little bit. What we focus on is our reality. Now, let me give you an example. You wake up in the morning, the alarm goes off, you're actually late for work, you hit snooze 3 times. So now you've jumped up and you're like bolting to the bathroom and you stub your toe on the leg of a chair. And now you're hobbling and you're cursing and you're making your way to your shower. You get in the shower, you start doing your thing, you realize you're out of shampoo. Now you're just washing your hair with conditioner. You know, that's not really washing your hair, but you do your best, you get out, and now you're already 10 minutes late for work and you haven't even left the house yet. You have got to go. You now get in your vehicle, and then every delay on the road happens, right? You hit every red light. Eventually you make it to work 20 minutes late and whew, at least you made it. But how is the rest of your day going to go? We create our reality. And so one good thing happens and another good thing happens and another good thing and another good thing and another good thing. And then maybe some conflict and a challenge shows up, but then more good things keep happening because you're focused on the good. If you're focused on the challenges, then that's what you continue to have, is the challenge after challenge after challenge. What we focus on is our reality. How we think and feel is the way we manifest in our life. So when something beautiful shows up and we accept it and say, thank you more, please, and we often do that with gratitude and appreciation and celebration, then we get more. Step 3 is to embrace it, to nurture it, and to also really then ask yourself, how am I going to act on this? What's that look like? And every situation is going to be different. If it's a lunch date invitation, for example, the action is to say yes, please, and savor that day. On that day you're having that lunch date, really look forward to that lunch date. What's going to happen? What kind of conversation are we going to have? Start to really envision, be open and expansive, but also start to envision the wonderful conversation, the enjoying the meal, enjoying each other's company. And this is the action. This is the really big embrace and the action piece of the universe bringing you this goodness. It's very, very important that we touch on that. So those are the 3 ways we can identify the signs from the universe to help us raise our vibe and become more magnetic. Remember, it's hear and see the sign, feel and align, and then the third being embrace and action. So now that we've talked about those, I want to talk about who you become when you really start to pay attention to the signs of the universe. We talked about being magnetic. What does it really mean to be magnetic? One of the things that I have learned in my leadership journey, in my manifestation journey, especially being a business owner for over a decade, what I know for sure is that I am a magnet for what is aligned in my life at any given time. If I'm meant to learn a lesson, then so be it. I'm here to learn a lesson. If I'm here to be able to harvest the fruits of my labor, then so be it. I'm here to be in a season of harvest. I trust the journey. I do my best to be accountable. I do my best to show up as I feel called to show up. And I keep saying yes when it feels like a mind, body, spirit connection. In other words, the invitation just feels right for me. Doesn't always make sense logically. Sometimes it makes no sense logically, but I trust that the invitation is mine and it feels like the right thing to do for that season of my life. One of the things that I want to invite you to do is start to ask yourself, how am I walking through my life right now? And how can I elevate it? And who is around me that can also join me in raising my frequency, my vibe, so I can manifest, so I can become more abundant? Starting to ask yourself those questions, I think, is really important. Something that I have felt very called towards is sisterhood. Surrounding myself with other women and showing up for each other, celebrating each other, and growing together, moving through this season of uncertainty together, playing in the energetic fields of manifestation and abundance together, celebrating our lives together, being a nest, a soft place to land on some days, and a place to dance and laugh on others. I think it's really important that we have individuals like that in our life. And one thing I definitely have brought to my attention in the past month is you may be in a relationship right now, or you may have that one best friend right now. And we think that that person is our everything. However, the question I have for you, are they really? Is your husband able to really hold space for you when you want to complain about work? For example, maybe he's tired from his long day, but you're expecting him to sit and listen and really hold that space for you. And you probably get disappointed that he never really can hold that space. But I guarantee you, you have a friend that you can call and just let it all out. I think it's important to recognize that you want to have many people in your circle to hold and support you. I think that's a really important thing. So I have created a sisterhood that I'm growing. A women's circle that I am growing right now at this season of my life. And by the way, if you feel called to want to know more, you can reach out and ask me and I'll share a little bit more. But it's a very interesting dynamic to bring like-minded individuals together and really having that same intention to grow and evolve together, to move to the next level together, to manifest and be abundant together. That is really special. One of the other things that really nourishes us to be magnetic is to really be authentic. And it's not something you really have to try to do. It's something that you are. Let me give you an example. One of the things that I have learned is I want to be next to individuals who exude aliveness. They're so alive. They're so exuberant. They're so excited and passionate about what they're doing that their energy is just contagious. That, my friend, is magnetic. That is magnetic. I am so honored to be able to press record and have this conversation with you and just speak from my heart. No notes, just wanted to share it and express it to you today. I want you to awaken. I want you to awaken to the signs that are all around you, that are invitations to show up, to live the life that you desire and dream of, to feel fulfilled and really align to who you are and what's really important to you. I want that for you. Whether you carve out time on your calendar for miracles and magic, whether you join a women's circle or you start a new hobby, I think it's really important that we just pay attention and we keep giving those sacred yeses and those sacred no's when the invitation arrives. Answer. Don't just ignore them, because one day, if you keep ignoring them, they will stop showing up. All right, my dear friend, thank you so much. And until next time, have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you so much for listening today. It's so important that we harness our power, that we really align with what is inside of us and allow our energy richness to be protected and honored. So today I want to just take a few more minutes of your time and talk to you about a wonderful container that is offered 2 times a year. And it's a 6-month program. It's called the Sacred Business Incubator. If this is something that aligns with you, I want you to listen in, because I do think that the Sacred Business Incubator is for anyone who has a dream, a desire. Maybe you're looking to start a side hustle, or maybe you're just starting out your business and you need some support. I created this incubation experience for changemakers and leaders just like you. I believe that we all need a space to explore and develop our gifts, which is expressed in many ways throughout our life. And as a soul guide and a business mentor for the past 12 years, and even my decades in corporate America, I have had many evolutions of what it means to show up as a soulful leader. And throughout those experiences, I have discovered that one of the most important things was having someone hold the space for me to really lean in to my greatness and to really decide what my truth was and what my soul gifts were. Let me tell you a little bit more about this program, because we take you through a conscious business framework that gives you space to grow your ideas and discover your soul gifts in a sacred space with other leaders just like you. And we get to explore and develop the business of our dreams. You will leave with a completed vision, a business model, along with your brand message and techniques and transformational practices that you can use with your future clients and those that you serve. By the end of the 6 months, you will have created a fully realized business, along with a plan of action to launch it, expand it, and scale it. I want to give you that sacred invitation to come and check out the website. You can go to joykaya.com/sacred-business. You also can find the link in our show notes, as well as if you just want to drop a message in my DMs, I will be more than happy to spend some time helping you identify if this is the right fit for you. And the cost is only $333 a month, or you can pay in full for $1,797. You end up getting group coaching, a weekly office hour drop-in, and one private session of mentoring with me every single month. It is energy rich, it is expansive, and it will catapult you into your dream business, the dream vision you have for yourself at this season of your life. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day. And until next time.